You had every right to expect transparency and forthrightness from a group of people who have jobs only as a result of your tuition payments, your tax dollars, your hard-earned contributions. Instead, you were subjected to a fabricated Title IX crisis that was conceived simply to justify a policy decision that we all know was based upon money and nothing else, and an athletic director who was hell-bent on manipulating data to ensure his long-intended outcome, even if it violates the very essence of the Title IX program. You had every right, parents, to expect that your fine young men would be treated with dignity and understanding the very moment when their athletic careers were being interrupted, if not ended. Instead, they were not allowed to be in the same room with the coaches whom they trusted and were instead subjected to a sterile 4-minute speech from a president with whom they had no relationship and who felt compelled to bring police officers into the meeting in some attempt to exert executive muscle. At a moment that demanded true statesmanship, Dr. Lusky instead adopted the tone and tactics of Dean Pritchard. Remember him? Old school. It's an old famous movie. Except in that movie, the victim in this instance isn't Frank the Tank, but a group of boys who brought great honor to Towson through their character and athletic prowess. You had every right to expect that this president and her leadership team would act first, foremost, and always to protect the reputation of Towson and enhance its stature both in Maryland throughout the nation. Hasn't happened. Chain of events as have transpired over the past few weeks has divided the campus, alienated foundational donors who have made their own heart and soul commitment to the school, catapulted this tremendous school into the national press for all the wrong reasons, and left some of Towson's most loyal students with a sense of bitterness and disillusionment that will take years to heal. All of this apparently to send a message that Towson is poised to run with the big dogs in the world of NCAA Division I sports. With all due respect, schools that aspire to become real players in college athletics don't take an axe to the national pastime and the global sport of soccer. The only winners, as I see it, are the president of the university and her athletic director, whose bad choices have been rewarded with a highly irregular infusion of taxpayer dollars. Everyone else has taken it on the chin. Soccer team apparently is dead. Hopefully it will come back. Baseball team is essentially on life support, because even if Coach Gottlieb is allowed to award scholarships, what blue-chip prospects are going to go to a program that's constantly having to shake its own collection plate in order to survive, as if it were, as I mentioned earlier, some U-12 travel ball team and not a storied Division I program? Everyone's leaving this matter behind with a feeling that they've been misled, if not downright lied to. Some of the most decent young men that I've ever had the privilege to meet have had their college experience, which is supposed to be for the best years of their lives, tarnished by stress and uncertainty. The president, Towson, in my view, has forfeited her claim to moral leadership. It's with a heavy heart. I believe in the best interest of Towson University, she should resign. Closing, I'd like to thank each and every one of you for having the courage to come down here today. Courage. You did right by these players and by the school for which you still have an abiding love. One tiger, one fight, one heart. Thank you.